The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When he entered into Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, "My brothers, although I have done nothing against our people or our ancestral customs, I was handed over to the Romans as a prisoner from Jerusalem. After trying my case, the Romans wanted to release me because they found nothing against me deserving the death penalty. But when the Jews objected, I was obliged to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no accusation to make against my own nation. This is the reason, then, I have requested to see you and to speak with you, for it is on the account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains." He remained for 2 full years in his lodgings. He received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his searching glance is on mankind. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The Lord searches the just and the wicked. The lover of violence he hates. For the Lord is just, and he loves just deeds. The upright shall see his face. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint John. Glory to you, O Lord. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and said to him, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is that of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that that disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them. And we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did. But if they were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, I apologize. I got a cold. I am up in Ottawa, Canada. I'm not apologizing for that, but I'm up here in Ottawa, Canada, speaking to 600-700. I guess it's 800 with the volunteers. 800 Maronite. Young adults, 18 to 30. Fantastic group. And so please pray for me as I speak to them this morning. Anyway, we focus today on the gospel. And the gospel, I love this, because here's Jesus walking with Peter after the resurrection. And Peter looks over at St. John and says, "What about him?" And again, he makes it very clear, the one who's writing this is John, or his testimony anyway, and he's also the one who leaned against the chest of Jesus at the Last Supper. That's why we always do the same thing after communion at all my masses. Anyway, here he is, and he says, "What about him?" And Jesus said, "What concern of that is yours? Your job is to follow me." Now, that's important for everybody in our lives. Too often we compare ourselves or we look at other people's calls instead of our calls. And we say, "Jesus, what about them? What about them? What about this?" He says, "What concern is that?" It's like, mind your own business, huh? Your job is to follow me. And that's all our jobs, is to follow Jesus. Not be concerned about everybody else and how they're doing it or how they're not doing it. That's none of your business. It's none of my business. Our job is to follow Jesus. Let's do it. May it show his love today and forever. Amen.